Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where are we here? Looks like 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. To go through the charts for this week, the week of December 11th to the 15th, according to Talkers Magazine, these are the big stories that have occupied most of the time in conversation on the straightforward news talk, the political talk radio stations. And Jennifer happens to be on KRLA in Los Angeles, a very political station. Right of center, she is number 20, according to the Barrett News and Talk Organization. Her program, there was a list this week that was published, Jay, maybe you saw it, on Barrett's news site.
So exciting.
Top 20 morning shows.
Yeah, it was real. That was great. I didn't even know that that list was out there, and that was so sweet to find out from our buddy Mike McVeigh.
Yeah, there you go. Also, a fellow that Jay calls Dad, too. Hey, Dad.
Not him.
How's him doing? All right. So, on the story list, let's go through them from number 10 to number 1. This COP28 summit. Who knows what COP stands for, please? You get an A star in your forehead, and you get to move on to the next
something. Class. But it's a little too close to COPD, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's silly. Just call it the climate summit, and never mind all this other nonsense. Okay, number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 8, what's going on with the focus on abortion in Texas. Number 7, the migrant situation and how it is leading to criminality. And also to ridiculous realities in the United States of America. Number 6, Mr. Trump and his legal battles. Still going on. Giddy up. Hunter Biden has a problem. Imagine, huh? Trump and Biden together with the sort of the same, not exactly the same charges, but both kind of crooked. Number 4, the Biden impeachment inquiry. I thought it was interesting. Some of the Democrats signed on to that. This week. Number 3, presidential contenders. I could have been a contender. That's what Chris Cuomo is saying. All right, let's see here. All this stuff on college campuses, number 2. Good God. And the war in the Middle East is number 1. All right, people, Kate Cox is number 10. Mike Johnson is 9. Zelensky is 8. Jack Smith is 7. Hunter Biden is 6. Let's see. Nikki Haley is number 5. Trump is 4. Liz McGill is 3. Benjamin Netanyahu is 2. And Biden is 1. All right. So that's the way that list shakes out or shakes up. The European Union has agreed to begin talks with Ukraine and Moldova on bringing those countries into the European Union, the 27-member organization. Ukraine applied for membership last February, right after the Russians started their invasion. Can you believe that's been going on that long?
Russians, it's going to be, what, two years in February, right?
Yeah, I think this is really amazing. This goes on and on and on, and Putin is still there. Hasn't been brought into the Hague.
Gave his press conference this week, you know, and said that he just wants to talk, and he thinks that there's going to be a turn, and he's winning, and the West is no longer supportive. And
The West was never supportive. What, supportive of Ukraine? Well, that is something to talk about, because there was a kind of shift, wasn't there? Wait a minute. The plane's landing on the runway behind Jennifer's house. Hold on a second. See if it makes it.
Trying to cut the mic on that.
To the runway. There it is. That's flight 404 from London landing at LAX.
Sounds like it's on my Christmas list.
Listen, we've all been there and done that. That's real radio, boys and girls.
You can still hear it, too, which is great.
Anyway. Okay, so good idea or not that Ukraine gets into NATO. What's wrong with it? The only people who don't like it are the Russians, right? Because then they get support from the European Union, which has been a little short in support when it comes to the dollars and cents. The good old U.S. of A. has coughed up most of the dough. And Zelensky was over here this week, wasn't he? Yeah, he went around begging for more money. And I think he got some.
He thought it was Halloween, not Christmas, so he came over here to trick or treat.
Yeah, but he got some money. Didn't they vote some money in some package that was passed as usual with 87 other things that were attached to it?
I don't know that they got any money for Ukraine. I think
they did. I think they got $111 million, I think I saw that someplace.
Oh, hey, there you go. Not too much. Not what he was looking for.
No. So, all right. Anyway, listen, this is all, there's a mutual defense clause. That's what Putin doesn't like. He doesn't want them to be able to call on the European Union to fight their battles. But they're all, you know, if somebody attacked France, all the European Union would go into war mode. And so I don't know is whether it's good or not good. Putin signaled openness to a prisoner swap for a couple of U.S. citizens that are in prison in Russia. I don't remember who those people who are. The last high visibility person was the lady that was the basketball player, right? So who's over there now?
There's a Wall Street Journal reporter.
That's it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the bottom line or the headline is when it comes to the European Union, they are open, they said, to membership negotiations with Ukraine. And that would be a momentous moment for them and a pretty stunning reversal for the whole reality of what's been going on there. Is there something else that goes with it? No, I don't think so. I think how long do these things take? I guess that there's no real set time, but it certainly gave Putin a black eye. A very clear message, so they said, the Europeans don't want to let go of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. And why should they? There's a part of the subplot, if you've watched episode the third year, I think there's four different years in the Jack Ryan series that's on Amazon Prime, and the third one is where I am right now. And there is a whole big to-do. The Russians are trying to, they've found a not-so-dirty nuclear bomb that they want to drop in, I think, Czechoslovakia. And the lady who's the president of Czechoslovakia is part of the whole saga here. And, of course, Jack Ryan to the rescue. Where's Jack Ryan when it comes to what's going on in Ukraine? Right? They should send him over there to fix this all.
Or with Hamas. There are all these places. It's kind of like when Kiefer Sutherland was
Bauer.
Jack Bauer. Well,
that's right.
One of heroes.
Well, supposedly Fox is talking about bringing the show back again with him in it.
Okay,
yep.
We need him.
I think it's a good idea. All right, so that's that story. Let's see. Number 8, the Texas abortion battle is the way it's phrased on the list that, by the way, published at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. So what is it? This is a legal thing. There's a lady, if I remember the story correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, the lady has a
in
fetus
Texas.
That is,
mm-hmm.
It's dead or dying or will be dead
it's
when it comes
ridiculous.
Out. It is ridiculous. It is
not the
it
battle
makes you,
to die on with this issue.
No, it's why people are moving out of Texas. People moved from California to Texas. Now they're moving out of Texas because of this kind of stuff. And they're wondering, the politicians there are scratching their head, well, why are so many people leaving Texas? The business owners are telling the politicians to cut it out. But they don't seem to have the will to do it. So on it goes.
Well, this is a situation where this is a person, this is a mother who has children who wanted this child, absolutely mm-hmm. devastated to learn that her baby would not survive long after birth if the baby even made it out of the womb at all. And while it may not be considered life-threatening for her at this moment, there could be complications that could take away her ability to have more children, to try again for another child.
And there's also a mental aspect that's very real. You know, I don't know. This is, as much as I am pro-life, this is not the sword to die on in the pro-life movement. It's not good.
I'm not in favor of abortion, just willy-nilly, but it's not my business. I don't, people say, yeah, that's a cop-out. No, it's not. That's how I feel. If I were with somebody and I was responsible for getting this lady pregnant along with her own actions, I would want her to keep the baby to term and put it up for adoption. That would be what I would like. Would I be able to control the situation? No. And justifiably so. I wouldn't, and I shouldn't. But on my body. So, at any rate, there's just so much of this stuff that goes back and forth. And there's no passion in it anymore. It's just, this is where I stand, and you're wrong because you don't agree with me. No, that never wins the day. Never, ever, ever wins the day. Number seven is the terror threat in our country because of the situation with migrants coming in from who knows where. And so the FBI director this week warned the country about the number of spies that are coming into the country. They know they're coming in. So why don't they stop it? Why don't they just shut the border down? What are we talking about here? This guy, Christopher Wray, testifies before Congress, saying that he's never seen so many elevated threats at the same time. You morons!
Even
it's your fault.
9/11. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And yet it's just nothing. It's like we've learned nothing. And that's why when we talk about impeachment, and I think there's a ton of smoke when it comes to the Biden family, the easiest person to impeach for the absolute failure of his job is Alejandro Mayorkas. This guy is not the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. He is not. And the border is under his purview, and they are failing. I mean, just miserably.
It is more than incredible that we find ourselves faced with this. So why would you want to vote for somebody who has allowed this to happen? I mean, maybe it's Mayorkas who's there on the job, but Biden picked him. So we look at that as a reason not to vote for him. 18 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. And it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, it's social media time. Every hour of the Good Day program, we have social media trending stories about celebrities, etc., etc. But on this program, we focus on some of the comments that listeners are making about, in this case, the top news story of the week, sort of comparing the list, if you will, to the list that comes from talkers. In other words, how do the listeners to our programs, Jay, vary in terms of focus from those folks that are listening to programs like Jennifer hosts their morning show on KRLA, which is sort of a harder, although you talk about things that are going on
fun
in L.A.
Yeah, we try to do local. We try to have a little fun, even though the news is not so nice.
No, that's how you got to work around that. That's why I say on this, my Good Day program, we discuss all of the news, not just some of the news. But anyway, that's, we have a rarity here in that we don't do what pretty much everybody else does. So, opinions about the top news story of the week. That's the first question that Jay asked. And so, Jay, you want to go through some of the responses? I thought it was interesting. One guy had about 15 things on his list. He's doing his own talk radio chart. Yes.
Yeah. In your opinion, what's the top news story of the week? And Rusty May says, university president's failure to outwardly oppose anti-Semitic actions on campus, adding
I'm with him on that. Yep.
Let's see. Greg Donahue chimes in. Top Israel and Hamas. Others. The Hunter Biden defying subpoena. Ukraine president leaving empty-handed. And the impeachment inquiry passage.
The thing that I think is interesting, there are other things obviously going on. The stuff that shows up. I've actually gone over to our page, the Good Day. By the way, you can, all of our social media, whether we have four different things, right? We have Twitter, or X. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. And what's the fourth thing? We have YouTube, right? People are, is that big time now? People have gone back to YouTube?
Yeah, it's great. It's, I mean, it's great for video content kind of stuff, yeah. But on Instagram, Facebook, and X, at Good Day Networks.
Let's see. There was something else that you posted this week that I was interested in, the creative. We had a conversation, Jennifer, about being creative. And the question we asked, were you creative as a child? And if so, how did the adults in your life nurture your creativity? Because that was we spent a long time on that this week. I thought there was some interesting things that were said. Suzanne Jewell said, coloring books and paper dolls.
Oh, I loved paper dolls. Good memory.
That's right.
Fun.
Debbie Selby said, my grandmother taught me to knit, crochet, cross stitch, and sew by the time I was 10. Let's see here. Jay said, I grew up on an army base, grew up to be a professional soldier, paid very well. I retired at 50 and became a landlord for my grandmother. I still have the properties. Okay. Stephen Jay said, Legos. And other building sets.
Those are creative,
right?
Yeah. I used to have Lincoln logs. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. They were fabulous. We still have. I have some here for Miles, some that were left over from Brendan. We were going through a lot of things with Yannick last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were. Margaret said, my dad didn't believe in store-bought cards. He insisted that we make them ourselves. My mother read us books and took us to live plays. And, of course, when we went on vacation, we sang in the car. We knew the words to the sound of music. There you go.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, right. So some other thoughts about things in terms of creativity that are there on our socials. And you can respond anytime to our socials at Good Day Networks. 28 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged the responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Israel on Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. A recently submitted lawsuit alleges that authorities are falling short in preventing environmental damage caused by Elon Musk's rocket launch pad in South Texas. In April, a test resulted in concrete being blown into the habitat of protected species. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to Gramps. Here I am, Gramps. Gramps, let's go for a bike ride. Well, we're riding through the top stories, the charts for this week. We're in the middle of December, and Jennifer Horn is here, gracing us with her presence and intelligence, along with Jay Kirshner. Same graceful intelligence. And then there's me. All right, so let's check
the picture.
The next, or Dorian Gray, one or the other. The what? There's a lot of people think that because I look as good as I do at my age, it's the portrait of, isn't that the, wasn't that the book, or there's a story, the portrait of Dorian? No,
Dorian Gray, that was the guy who, wasn't it, captured never, in a painting or whatever, and never aged. Never
oh,
aged.
Good.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that was in 50 Shades of Gray? Look where my brain goes.
Well, there was a story this week about, what's her face? She was the female lead, Don Johnson.
Christian Gray, that was the name.
Christian Gray.
Christian Gray.
Thank you.
Nice going. Ding, 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 ding. About her requiring like 12 hours to 14 hours of sleep a day.
Oh my gosh, this girl's my icon. I mean, my
right?
she's like, I can't do anything without sleep and relaxation. And
all right, number three on the story list are the presidential contenders. I noticed with a certain amount of, I thought of Jennifer and the argument we'd have about Liz Cheney saying that she may launch a third party bid against Trump.
Right.
She said he could end democracy. There
and
are
she
other people.
Has no chance of stopping him, so huh?
No, she doesn't really. And I think that's it. She ought to put her weight, her support behind somebody like Nikki Haley, maybe, or she doesn't like the Republicans, and she goes with either Joe Manchin or with Kennedy, one or the other.
I just ask myself how these people can think that Joe Biden hasn't come close to ending our democracy, much closer than they say Trump ever did. I mean, Trump gave us an economy that was thriving. He stayed out of a lot of business. He freed up a lot of regulations. We were drilling and all of that. Now you've got Joe Biden, who is talking about, you know, forced. He's talked in the past about forced vaccinations. He's talked about he's colluded with social media companies to try to tamp down on information they don't like, including Hunter Biden's laptop story. This is a guy who probably has made deals with some of our biggest foreign adversaries, including China, to enrich himself. I mean, I don't understand how people clutch their pearls about Trump being a threat to our democracy. If you don't like him, fine. I get it. If you don't like him, just say you don't like him. But the fact that people have...
I don't like him.
Yeah. I mean, say you don't like him and that you don't feel like you can vote for him. That's great. But to give me this nonsense about a threat to democracy, give me a break. The guy was in the office for 4 years and we had a pretty dang good state of affairs.
Well, but January 6th has thrown some cold water on that because he was up to his Mickey in that. Come on.
But give me a break. January 6th,
yeah.
There are so many questions unanswered about what role Nancy Pelosi and others had in place.
That was after the fact. They didn't instigate it. They didn't instigate it. They just didn't act.
Neither did
and they
Trump.
Let it happen.
Trump had a rally.
Okay.
That's all
so
he
two
had.
Wrongs don't make a right. That's the
but
problem.
There's nothing wrong with a rally. There is something wrong with staging
but it wasn't just
an event
a rally.
That allows people into the Capitol.
Jump in. Yeah.
But it also
both
goes with
them.
The difference between protesters and rioters.
Yeah.
Where they are, they are not the same.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a poll out this week. Americans seem to agree on one issue that's underlying the 2024 elections. Americans are worried over the state of democracy and how the outcome of the presidential contest next year will affect its future. They just disagree over who poses the threat. This is an Associated Press Center for Public Affairs research paper. Found 62% of adults say democracy in the U.S. could be at risk, depending on who wins. Majority of Democrats, 72%, 55% of Republicans feel the same way, but obviously for different reasons. Biden has been trying to paint the picture of what happens if Trump wins, and then Trump's trying to return the favor. What happens if this guy wins again? And so around and around we go. The narrative has been flipped and flopped and back and forth and up and down and in. And so the left and the right, I think that's the biggest threat. I don't think it's these people, these individuals, frankly, at all. I think that it's a culmination.
But because you've got a lot of people who look to enrich themselves and throw out the rest of the country's needs, and that impacts our security. But I'd say what's going to be most interesting about this election is not necessarily the polling about the threat, but what people are going to do about it. Because think about it. For the first time, we may actually have a few viable third-party candidates. So you've already got... I think it's pretty much said and done. After Iowa, we'll know it's probably Trump. We know right now it's going to be Biden, unless they panic and try to bring someone to the convention. But you've got RFK Jr., who's probably going to get maybe, I don't know, maybe 8% of the vote during a general election. You've got Cornel West, who's going to be for the total righties, right?
Maybe my son says that I should vote for him.
Yeah,
he thinks that Cornel West has more, I have more in common with Cornel West than anybody else who's running. You think that's true?
I do not think that's true. I think you have more in common probably with RFK than anybody else.
No.
Cornel West is way too far to the right. And RFK, I think, is really far, excuse me, not to the right, to the left. RFK is to the left, but at least he is about freedom of speech, which I think you're all about.
I am.
I think truly, from your business acumen, you have most in common with Trump, but, you know, who knows?
I do. I agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. Jay and I have had this conversation a dozen times in the past couple of weeks. All of us are better off. We have more money in our pocket. We had more money in our pocket when Trump was president than we have with Biden being president. And there's no argument about that. Absolutely, 100%, that is a fact. And if you don't admit to it, if you don't realize it, then you're out in cloud nine someplace, because there's no one that can argue they are better off economically. And it reminds me of James Carville and his famous statement, it's the economy, stupid. That's what people vote on.
And the fact that the economy is so linked to drilling and energy is evident. And there's
you may not like it if you're an environmentalist, but or somebody not. See, that's another thing. the word environmentalist has been so misused, like conservationist.
Yeah, it becomes a religion in my community.
Right. Well, but to be honest, and I'm trying not to sound like a self-serving SOB, but I am the most conservation-minded person in my community. I am the most environmentally conscious person in my community. I have saved 140, actually more than that now, about 160 acres of land that would not have been saved had I not come along. And the things that I do on the farm that keep it going are I have a composting operation that is certainly environmentally conscious, and there are other things that I'm doing with the land that help to save it. But I'm certainly not a conservative in the political meaning of the term. I'm a conservationist in what I believe is the real meaning of the term, and I wish that we could come up with another phrase for both sides, frankly, because liberal is not liberal. The Latin liber means freedom, and it applies more to the libertarians and their way of thinking than it does to the Democrats, who people say are liberal. I don't think Joe Manchin is liberal by any stretch of the imagination. I think there are other blue dog Democrats that are not liberals at all. Didn't some of them vote on the impeachment thing? Didn't some of those blue dog Democrats go along with the Republicans to move the impeachment inquiry along?
It was strictly Republicans and
I thought it was Democrats.
But just to go back to that, just for what I was saying, and to connect it to what you're saying, this time around, people are going to have RFK Jr., Cornel West, probably Joe Manchin, unless he couples up with RFK Jr. You've got maybe Liz Cheney. I mean, you've got some viable candidates that are going to be out there, and that's going to be interesting to see what it does to the results, where people connect. What is their most important issue? If you're the environment, it might be RFK Jr. It might be, you know, who knows what this whole Israel-Hamas thing has done to Joe Biden. Now they're trying to float the story that Kamala Harris is mad at him for supporting Israel. And so, you know, they're obviously trying to do that because young people don't like Israel. There is a real sense of anti-Semitism that's out there.
And they're ignorant. College campuses are not places of learning. That's the number two story this week on the Talkers Countdown, this anti-Semitism and complete ignorance. And the fact that the woman who is, this is, I'm going to say it flat out. I said it the other day on the air, and I haven't changed my mind, even though people were really nasty about what I said. Some people were. The fact that the woman who's white, that was the president of Penn, got fired, or she was told either she resigned or she'd get fired because of what went on down there. The exact same thing is going on in Cambridge Square at Harvard, on the Harvard campus. And the woman who's president, who was just as much into allowing this situation to be as ridiculous as it is, she was not fired because she's black. And then people in Boston start, they don't even know this woman was president. They say, how'd you get the job? And they're having to crawl under the tables because it appears the only reason she got the job is because she's black. And that is just wrong. And the fact that people won't own up to it, the fact that there were, the business about equality and justice and that sort of thing, a very important discussion. We've had a lot of changes in our country for the better because of a focus on how discriminatory we were. But there are also lots of examples of the pendulum going the other direction, and the presidency of Harvard University is one of them. The deans at Harvard, when they have been, they are pretty much 100%. Look at either the two Boston papers, all the deans at Harvard, pretty much to a person, think that this woman should have been fired. But she wasn't because of the color of her skin. So, okay, what does that tell you? There's more of an issue here than just anti-Semitism, for sure, but that is, these college campuses and what's going on in the college campuses, they're supposed to be learning and they're supposed to be respecting our laws, right? That's freedom of speech and all that other stuff. And no, they shout down. Anybody who's there to support Israel, they shout them down. And where that's going to go, oy. Anyway, I'm sorry, I did a monologue there, ladies. You're welcome to jump in.
No, but I mean, it's just, it's also just, can we just be kind to people? I don't know, we've had a lot in L.A. where they're shutting down freeways, like huge major freeways, like the 110 with these pro-Hamas marches. It's like, I don't know, just 70 arrests because they would not leave the freeway.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
So the United States agreed with Israel, the fight against Hamas will take months. This is the number one story on the story list this week from Talkers. Officials are discussing the timetable for scaling back the combat, and that's been the advice. Apparently, U.S. leaders have said to the leaders of, that's a note from Biden to Netanyahu. Okay, guys, time to slow it down. Time to let the dust settle a little bit here. They've been back and forth, but they've been vague in public about how Gaza would be run if Israel is trying to get control of it and get rid of Hamas. So there's some food for thought. You're listening to Talk Radio Review at 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List now from Talkers Magazine. As we review these every week, I give you an opportunity to hear the top 10 in order. So on the People side, it's number 10, Kate Cox. Yeah, number 9 is Mike Johnson. Number 8 is Mr. Zelensky. Number 7, Jack Smith. Number 6, Hunter Biden. Two Bidens on the list. That's pretty unusual, right? Number 5, who's left to be a candidate? I guess we got a couple left in the GOP. Number 4 is Donald Trump. And number 3, Liz McGill. Number 2, Mr. Netanyahu. And number 1, President Joe Biden. Those are the names that are on the People List, and they always kind of correspond with the stories, not necessarily the same order or the same number, but certainly a connection as well it should be. That's the list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with some items from the chart. Actually, I'm at number 6 right now. A couple of things that sort of, I think, are woven together when it comes to politics. But this political reality is tainted by what's going on with Mr. Trump. Apparently, he canceled plans to testify this week in that $250 million civil lawsuit that might alter what he's got in the bank or what his fortune really is, if anybody really knows. I think at one point in time, he represented himself as being a billionaire, right? He had $3 billion, and maybe that was the value of his real estate portfolio.
The property, though, is well worth more than what the judge and the lawyers are trying to say it's worth at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they're out to lunch on that. The property, I think, what did they say, 18, was it 18 million that they were trying to say that Mar-a-Lago was valued at, when clearly, if you've been to that area of Palm Beach, 18 million gets you a shack, not Mar-a-Lago.
Well, there are plenty. The Mar-a-Lago is at the corner of Ocean Avenue, and I think it's 36, whatever it is, but it's on the corner. If you go back Ocean Avenue and head back to down where Rush Limbaugh lived at the other end of Ocean Avenue, all of those places, as you have suggested, I can remember when I was a kid when we first started going down there in the 60s, you couldn't buy anything on Ocean Avenue for less than a couple of million bucks. Now,
think about this.
You'll have a hard time finding something for less than 20 million bucks.
But and on that the road. Thing is that the house next door to Mar-a-Lago, which is much smaller and not like a hotel property, went for I think like $28 million. So how in the world could you think that that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million? Look, $18 million is a lot of money, but when you look at that, just a regular house in Los Angeles is at least going to cost you $1 million, if not more. Mar-a-Lago is worth the value of more than 18 like two bedroom houses in Los Angeles. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. It's the most expensive and exclusive zip code in the entire country.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Beverly Hills, 90210.
I think they came out that the Palm Beach zip code, that area anyway, is the most expensive area in the country.
Oof. Yep. All right. Anyway, so how many different lawsuits are there against Trump and his sons and anybody else in the Trump organization?
I think there are
the,
four.
At the moment. Four.
Okay. I mean, against Trump himself, that he's dealing with. So this is the one about, the one in New York is about misvaluing the property. Then there's the Jack Smith one. Then there's the Florida one. I think there are four. And then there's Atlanta. Right. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So how many different, number five is the Hunter Biden situation. How many different charges are there against him? Are you keeping track? Of course,
there are nine indictments. There were nine indictments this week to go in. In addition to the previous charges, which were the illegal gun ownership and some of those, but the tax evasion charges came out this week. Three of them were felonies, but nine total indictments, and they left it open ended, like there might be more coming. So that's what he's dealing with right now. But he's also probably going to be hit with contempt of Congress, maybe as early as next week, because he was supposed to show up for a deposition this week. And he came, totally played Republicans. He came, held a press conference outside of the Capitol, but didn't actually go inside to the Capitol to actually give private testimony.
Mm-hmm. And so, the saga, he's got a lot of balsam, or maybe he's just not that smart. I don't know whether
it's
a little
when you think about it, the Republicans said, and you don't get to choose, if you're subpoenaed, you don't get to choose if you want to testify publicly or behind closed doors. But Hunter Biden comes so he can say, oh, but I was there saying that I'd be ready to testify publicly. If I were the Republicans, even if they weren't ready for it, I would have said, fine, let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go. And call his bluff, because he was trying to make him look ridiculous. And
like in grandstanding.
Yeah, so, hey, they should have said, fine, we'll do it right now, but you still owe us a behind-closed-doors deposition.
Yeah, let's hear it for behind-closed-doors. Isn't there a song, behind-closed-doors?
I think sure
something
is.
Somewhere, right. All right, so that's the situation with all the crooks in government. You think this is
not
just a microcosm of all of the crooks that are, never mind, how many states have governors or people in high office that are crooks? How many local, we have a crook here in my hometown. There are
the biggest crooks
everywhere.
Are the ones that we don't even know their names, because they use their power behind the scenes. They're the swamp.
It's, let's get rid of them. 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.